You're listening to Stock Car Radio. It's your turn to join in on the conversation. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Well, you're listening to Stock Car Radio and all things motorsports as we roll through what's happening in the motorsporting world. I'm Alan Taylor with Stephen Cole Smith. And just back from Las Vegas, I am. Ran into guys like Mario Andretti. Let's see, Robbie Gordon, Tony Kanaan. Even Richard Petty.
Richard Petty was there?
Yeah. I mean, it's...
He wasn't wearing a hat and sunglasses, was he?
Yes, he was.
Wow, I know that
what?
Guy.
Steve, it's so funny. I was sitting there talking to Tony Kanaan, right? He's on the radio show, and we'll be playing that in the coming weeks, you guys.
Cool.
But I'm sitting there, and there in the lobby area out in front of me is Robbie Gordon. And then Robbie Gordon's standing there, and Mario Andretti walks by, and then Robbie Gordon and Mario Andretti are talking, and Tony Kanaan standing right here. And I thought to myself, where in the world do you see this kind of stuff where you have, you know, all these different, I mean icons of our industry. Obviously,
right.
SEMA is it.
Was there a pope and a priest and a rabbi there, too, or was it already?
And hookers!
It's not like you're starting a joke out there.
I know, and hookers. That's the best part.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, where were we going from here? We got done talking about Texas last week. We talked about Phoenix this week that's going on.
Yeah, Phoenix tomorrow. Jimmy Johnson, as we mentioned, is on the pole. Matt Kenseth, second in points. He's starting pretty far back in 14th. Kevin Harvick's third in points. He's starting ninth. Kyle Busch is fourth in points, and he's starting fourth. Dale Earnhardt Jr. had a really good run last week. He was second. Has not had a win this year, but he was second last week. Fifth in points, starts 11th tomorrow. That's something I'm working on a column for Auto Week about Dale Earnhardt Jr. People talk about what a miserable season he's had. He hasn't had a win. You know, he's been really quiet. Well, the guy is, you know, he's got, that was his 20th top 10. Only Jimmy Johnson has more top 10s. Yeah, he doesn't have a win, but still, to have the second best record in NASCAR, you know, that to me is not a fail season. Yeah, I know you need to win. I know your sponsors love to do what they call the hat dance. You know, after the race, the guys get up there and take a picture with a hat on from every possible sponsor you have, which can literally take 45 minutes. You can't do that unless you win a race, and Dale Jr. hasn't won a race this year. In fact, he hasn't won one in a long time. But, man, he has put himself into position, good, strong second place last week. But I think he basically said whatever Bouts was thinking. He was second overall, but he was first in class because Jimmy Johnson was in a class different from everybody else's. Mm. If he's that way tomorrow, you can pretty well just assume that the title is his no matter what happens in Homestead, because Kenseth has got to win a race. He's either got to win or stay in the top five and keep Jimmy very close and hope it comes down to Homestead.
Mm. You know, talking about Earnhardt, do you know anything about his sister and older brother and this TV show they're going to be starting about kind of like a hunting outdoor TV show? You heard anything about this?
I know Kelly. I know Kelly, his sister, who is really his business manager, and she's married to driver crew chief Jimmy Elledge, I think. And then his older brother, Carrie, of course, half-brother. You know, he raced for quite a while. His son has been racing some. Carrie's a great guy, but he just did not inherit the whatever it is that makes you go fast and not crash, whatever gene that was. But good people. A lot of people say that Kelly, the sister, was actually the best driver of any of the young Earnhardts. You know, that makes a great story. I don't know if it's true or not, but I've heard it from several people that say Kelly was a heck of a driver but just decided to go the business route. And she is the one that's, let's see, Dale Earnhardt, I think, has made, last time I checked, $130 million. And that's just winnings. That's just winnings. That doesn't count the salary. That doesn't count the endorsements. And I know when his dad was still alive, his endorsements way outweighed how much money he was making at the racetrack. So you got to figure if Dale Jr. has earned $130 million just winning, just racing, he hasn't won that many races, you got to double, you got to triple maybe that to figure how much Dale Jr.'s made in his career. So no wonder he owns his entire western town. No wonder he buys a bunch of the absolute worst wrecked NASCAR you've seen, that's kind of Dale's hobby. He likes to buy those cars and just set them up, let them rust. So, interesting guy. Owns his own town that's built up like an 1850s Western town. Has not invited me. Maybe he has, but I just didn't get the invite. But, man, I'd love to go up and see it sometime if he's listening, which he's not right now because he's racing the nationwide race, 142 laps in. Justin Allgaier's leading, I think. Trevor Bayne's second. Anything can happen.
By the way, Kerry Earnhardt,
the older brother, yeah.
Yeah, Kerry, his older, it's a half-brother. This guy looks like Dale Earnhardt reincarnated. He really couldn't believe it.
He's taller and thinner. Really a good guy. I mean, a real, God-fearing man with a good wife and a good family. And I like Kerry a lot, but he's never had the personality, never had the ability that Junior had. And it used to, I don't know if you remember the old billboards. I don't know if it was Budweiser, whoever it was, or Good Ranch, but there was a billboard of Dale Sr. and Dale Jr. arms around each other. Like father, like son, all that. And I always thought, man, if I was Kerry, I think I'd be a little sad to see that, because he was always kind of the forgotten Earnhardt. But, he's still making more money than you and I are just because his name's Earnhardt. So I'm sure he's doing okay. And now he's going to be on TV, so good for him.
Yeah, it'll be an outdoor show. And I ran into him at the big gun show in Las Vegas a couple of months back, I don't know, gosh, it's been going on a year now. But they were all excited about it. And it's going to star Kerry. And, of course, Dale Jr. will be in it, too, kind of, little pieces and bits and pieces. But I had a good long talk with Kerry, and I agree 100%. Good God-fearing guy. You can tell he hasn't been destroyed by the money and the fame. And I believe that Dale Jr. struggles with all that, as do a lot of people that come into a lot of money in their lifetime like that.
Well, I'll tell you, Jr. is, this is a guy that had every, not every right, but every opportunity to be a real ass. He's the son of the most famous NASCAR driver of our time. He really could have had an attitude, and I've never seen it, and I don't know that anybody ever has. I think a lot of people became Dale Earnhardt Jr. fans after Dale died because of the way Jr. handled it. He's a pro. He's really polite. He's quiet. But you really get a feeling that if none of this had really happened, if he ended up being just a mechanic or the service manager in his dad's Chevrolet dealership and, was able to have a beer with his buddies and play pool and listen to rock and roll music and country at night, he'd have been fine. Yeah. He'd have been okay with that. I'm sure he loves the money, but, Jeff Gordon, lives in a penthouse in Manhattan with his model wife. Can you see Dale Jr. doing that? I don't think so. He's still back in North Carolina. He's still a man of the people, and that's why he keeps being voted, not just because he's Dale Earnhardt's son, but because he's one of us, and one of us being the guys in the stands.
There you go. All right, well, when we come back, we'll talk a little sports car series and what's going on with Ganassi and Ford. That's right. We're going to take a break. It is Stock Car Radio, your source for all things motorsports. Steve and Cole Smith, Alan Taylor, be right back. Amazing way. You're listening to Stock Car Radio, presented by Kenwood. Listen to the future.